Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're here. Steve Arterburn here with my colleagues. And if I had a softball team, I would want them to be on it. Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard.
I'm not sure you'd want me on a softball team.
No, I would.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Well, because I'm not very good. And I would
need... Then we're perfect.
I would need you to comfort me in the time of loss.
Okay, and you'd have to comfort us,
too. We're good at that.
Yeah. So anyway, it would be a fun team, I think. And here's the question for everybody else. Who's on your team? Do you have a team? Everybody needs a team. This Sunday at Northview in Carmel, in Indiana, I'm going to be preaching on every man's battle. And the way you win the battle is you have other people to fight with you. You can't do it alone. And, you know, this is something people read the Bible and they say, well, God says he won't ever give us anything that we can't handle. It's too much for us. That's true. But it doesn't say too much for us alone. Mm-hmm. In other words, God provides for us things to help us handle things that we can handle. But if you're thinking that everything God gives you, he gives you the ability, the strength to do it alone, you are incorrect.
Right, and that's when people say, I wish God didn't think I was so strong.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he is encouraging you to seek out the help that you need, because if you don't, you're just going to continue to mess up and fight it alone and lose. So we want you to have the victory. If you want to join us on the program today, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours from now, this show, and then two afterwards. 1-800-229-3000. Now, we've talked about this new workshop that we're doing in October, Take Your Life Back. And there are three questions you ought to ask yourself if you wonder if you could benefit from that workshop. Question number one is, am I the decider in my life? People say, oh, well, wait a second. What about submission? Well, you should submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. It doesn't say that as you submit yourselves to one another, you should give up being the decider in your life.
Other people decide for you.
But many people, pleasers, others, avoiders, they let other people do the deciding. Am I the defender of the value of my life? Am I defending my life against injustice? We're so quick to say, don't be defensive, that we miss the value of being our own defender. And if you're not defending your value, your right as a person created by God, you need to take your life back and come to this workshop. And then, am I my developer? Are you just playing so hurt and such a victim that you're not developing your life, making the good choices, the positive things that you need to be doing, group work, Bible study? You got to be your developer. When you put those three things together, your life is taken back. Then you can turn it over to the divine director, God, and let God direct your life. But if you're not the decider or the defender or the developer in your life, you need to come to take your life back. It's in October. It's the first time that we're going to do it. It is going to be one powerful workshop, intensive workshop. And I just hope and pray you'll look into it. Go to newlife.com or just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, tell me about how to take my life back. It could change everything forever. Well, we're really glad you're with us here today. We will take this short little break, come back, and go to the phones, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us, whether it's by internet, radio, TV, whatever.
I'd found a pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We have 10 tips for overcoming sexual addiction. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but every man's battle, when you read it, you see that it's for people that are not sex addicts. It's for everything right up to sexual addiction. Now, everything in it applies to a sex addict, and sex addicts have been recovering with it. But the point is, there are a lot of things that are wrong with us that aren't addiction. And if you go here, you will see that discovering the origins of your addiction can be a huge step forward. What are we talking about? Origins of addiction. I mean,
well, it's kind of. We all have a sense of addiction or addictive behaviors in our life. We say it, we're addicted to our favorite sin,
mm-hmm.
And it just things that we are dependent on to give us a feeling of being soothed or. You know, it doesn't have to be sex addiction. It can mm-hmm. be anything.
No. Anything that we need to make us feel okay.
Right.
And it grows over time. So, or it expands. It kind of gets its tentacles into other areas. And it can sneak in to our lives something that we thought we'd never do.
Yep. And mm-hmm. and the problem is we all choose these things mm-hmm. to help us cope or to get by. We think maybe it'll give us strength. But they're defective, and they're deficient, and they're very difficult to get rid of.
We're on a roll with the addiction. D's today.
All right, let's go over here and talk with Kelly. Atlanta, Georgia, WNIV is where she lives. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Well, I'll be doing better when I get off this phone call because I know y'all are going to just tell me something that God wants me to do, and I'm glad there's a woman on there. Not that you guys don't do a good job, because you really do, but I need a woman's touch, too.
Not just a woman, but the woman. Pretty amazing woman there.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll just give you my question, and you let me know what you need.
Okay.
What does a woman do when she knows her man is up to no good and she can't prove?
Tell us what you're talking about. What do you think he's doing?
Well, I've caught him more than once with pornography on electronic devices,
mm-hmm.
and he always has an excuse. Well, that's related to work, and other people can remote in. It's probably them, but he's never much had an attitude of, you poor girl, I'm so sorry this, you know, has happened, I can mm-hmm. see how you he'd be kind of angry
mm-hmm.
that I'm still questioning it, which bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he thinks now that the several times that I've found, I haven't found since, that it's all over and, you know, we're not talking about it anymore,
yeah.
which I am bringing up from time to time how it's traumatized me.
Yeah.
Deep down gut level, I know, and I'm trusting God that when the time is right, all this darkness will be brought out into the light.
Well, here's the problem, Kelly. You have to be the one that will make the time right. So you can't.
Time is now.
It isn't, I don't think, it's helpful to just wait for the time to fall in place. But let's hear what Dave and Jill had to say about what do you do when you're finding it, he's denying it's him, and he's denying that this might just be really hurtful to you.
And I'm kind of chuckling a little bit. I mean, it's not a funny matter, Kelly, but the fact that he says it's for work. I've never seen pornography used at work unless that's your field,
that's
of course.
That's how you get fired.
Right, right.
Doesn't mean it's a for work task.
Okay.
It means that somebody
else.
Well, let's get on the phone and alert. Let's get on the phone and alert whoever it is in charge of IT at the organization. Say that somebody's hacked in. They've got this thing.
That's
and
right.
All of that.
Yeah. So.
Well, IT. He says, "Well, IT won't believe him." Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not believing you.
Okay. So. Okay. So. Yeah, Kelly, don't believe anything he says. Right now, he got his hand caught in the cookie jar, right? And to think that he's going to have any remorse or feelings about you in the midst of being caught, you know, you're dreaming. Don't expect that either, okay?
Okay.
He's not going to suddenly say, oh, you poor girl. He's going to do whatever he can to protect his addiction and to keep his shame under wraps. So you are the one that's going to have to bring it out and expect every excuse that he can throw at you. And it's not really about debating. It's not something that you're going to go down these trails and finally he's going to admit it.
Okay?
So you have to look at what he's doing and name that.
Two steps to that process, Kelly. One of them, the first step is to do some research in his computer and his electronic stuff, in the history, and just check and see. And you do that on the side. The second thing is you don't need proof. You're a woman.
Okay.
You have a special intuition.
Yeah, your gut is telling you.
And you need to listen to that. And the time to confront is today. You don't wait until you get proof because he's sly enough that the proof will never be adequate. And you don't need proof. You just say, this is what I feel is going on, and it's hurting me, and it's hurting our marriage, and I need you to be honest about it. And if you can't be honest about it, I still believe that this is going on.
Well, actually, Kelly, you do have proof of something. You have proof that he doesn't care about your feelings. You have proof that you don't matter to him, or you have proof that you don't matter to him as much as the pictures that he's looking at on the computer. So here's what I would do if I were you. I would say to him, I wouldn't talk about pornography. I would say to him, wow, today some lights came on, and I realize when we first got married, you so cared about everything I did or thought and felt. And now you don't care. I don't even matter to you. We are so distant and disconnected, I don't matter to you anymore. In fact, I see you looking at a naked woman on your computer. And rather than you fall into a heap of tears, because you know how humiliating that must be for me, you just expect me to believe it's some error, that it's somebody hacked in, that even matters? You were looking at the picture and you don't care the impact it has on me. We are going to go get some help. That's what you say to him. We're going to get some help to put this marriage back together because we've got a lot of years together. And if I don't even matter to you, I would hope that between now and the time we go see that counselor, that I would start to matter a little bit. And honey, I hope I matter enough that you're going to say, let's get in there and let's get this marriage back to where it needs to be.
Okay, and I might add to that, that I'm also so sad for you because you must really be hurting inside.
There you go.
to have given your life over to this and sacrificed us. And I'm so sad about what it must be doing to you, because I think there's so much shame in it, and the need to defend is so great. But if you go at it from a point, instead of just anger, of really seeing inside of him, that sometimes takes them off guard.
And the other part that's already been said, just to underscore it again, is you share a lot about what it does to you. Because he can't argue against that, because that's what you're feeling, and that's where your power is.
Well, I hope that yes, go ahead.
When he says, "Well, that was a month ago. Why aren't you over that?"
Then you say, "Honey, that just shows me how little I really do matter." Yeah. That you would think that something like that would just go away after a month. We're no different. We're no closer. And you saying that is evidence that I still
just
don't
makes,
matter.
Just
well,
makes
right.
it worse.
And a month ago, you were digging in the garden, and now, a month later, the weeds are coming up.
There you go. All right.
Right?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. I think that's going to give you some information. It'll show you some of the programs. You can just say, here, watch this with me. I want you to hold on. I want us to try to find a counselor for the two of you. And I cannot emphasize enough that in these situations, not only is it great for you to say, let's go to this counselor, and we'll try to help you find that one, but we've got the Intimacy Intensive coming up, and it's just north of you in D.C. in July. And that's where, you know, we really come back to sacred marriage. We come back to how we're both broken together. We look at some of the ways that we can discover how and why we don't attach and why we're so sick, and the gift of being fully present together. Those are all there. And also, we're going to talk about sexual competency and confidence. The sexually competent male and the sexually confident female, all of that is part of this Intimacy in Marriage Intensive that we're doing in July. We want you to come. But right now, let's take a second. Let's play this clip from tv.newlife.com. And it's asking the question, is nakedness a sin?
2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, that we're bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I can't help what my eyes and ears bring into my brain. That is, if I'm driving in my car, as I look at billboards, as I listen to things, as I even listen to music, I have to decide what will I allow to enter into my mind. As a man, I've worked very hard to move out of the world, to control my eyes and my hormones and my flesh and my body and what I think and what I look at. You know, the Bible said all the way back in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife. You should not covet them, which means to put your eyes on them, to want them for yourself.
All right, so important. If you're looking for some true truth on issues like that, we've got this Ask Me Anything feature at tv.newlife.com. You can ask it there. And, oh, it's so great. Type in a subject. We've got a great video or program that's been designed just for that particular subject. And if we don't, you can ask us and we'll answer anything. That's what it's all about. tv.newlife.com. You get a couple of weeks free. Go there and see what is there. Over 10,000 people subscribe to it. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Randall from Vancouver, listens on Sirius XM satellite radio. Hey, Randall, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I have a situation that's just devastating my entire life, every facet of my life. I've been involved in ministry for many, many years, and after 30 years of marriage and working together, my wife one day went to a counselor to seek some help for our son, who was at the time 16, and doing the typical rebellious things, not cleaning up after himself, not doing his chores, you know, nothing major, but just, you know, we felt like we're not getting anywhere. Maybe we're doing something wrong here. Let's see if we can get some help. And maybe if he hears some you know, some of the same thing from somebody else other than us, he'll say, well, maybe I should be doing these mm-hmm. things. Maybe it's not just mom and dad sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, my wife and my son and youngest son and daughter went and saw this counselor. And the outcome out of that was that my wife has left me after 30 years of marriage, left the church, divorced me, divorced God, divorced our family. She's holed up with our two younger children and completely cut herself off from all her friends, her family, her church, everything. Now, for over 2 years, we've been praying as a church, and me, of course, I've been praying night and day and asking God for help in this and to deliver them from whatever ideology they bought into and why suddenly they would wash their hands of God and me and family and basically all the good things that God puts in place in their life to help them, they've pushed away. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I guess there must be something I'm doing wrong. I've got an entire church praying. I've got people all over the world praying for them. And now for 2 years, nothing seems to be working at all. Last Sunday, I hopped out of my car before I was off to lead worship, and my son...
Hold on.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Randall, who sadly his wife and kids they're not a part of his life. But right before you stop to go lead worship, you get out of the car and there's one of your sons. What did your son say?
Well, he came running up to the car, and I was actually shocked to see him. And at first, I thought something good was going to come out of it, but basically, he was yelling at the top of his lungs in a voice that was so demonic, it just made my hair curl. And he just sat there and yelled at me out, cursed God out, told me I wasn't allowed to go to church and I shouldn't be going to church, and then ran off.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what did your wife went to this counselor. When you contacted the counselor, what did the counselor tell you was the problem?
They won't tell me anything. They said it's privileged information, and I'm not allowed access to any information.
What did your wife tell you was the problem?
Well, she hasn't. That's just it. She saw the counselor, and
you're telling me that your wife leaves, and she's not telling you any reason she's leaving. not giving you anything definitive, and she's saying you can't talk to the counselor about why I'm leaving? Did you ask her? Could I talk to the counselor so the counselor could explain to me why I'm leaving?
And you went through divorce, right? So through the divorce, something would have to come out. So there was interaction.
In Canada, you don't have to give any reason for divorce. Okay. All you have to be is separated for 1 year, and you're granted a divorce.
So, Randall, just help me understand. You're saying you know of nothing that was ever a problem between the two of you. She has not told you of any reason that she's doing this, and she wouldn't let you talk to the counselor about what happened here that I need to deal with or work on. You know nothing?
That is correct. We've tried. I've tried to have other people from the church contact her. I've tried. She will not speak with anyone. She will not communicate with anyone. All anyone's been able to get back from her, my pastor tried calling her, and basically all they got back from her was that she's not interested in any communication with me or any third party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
It almost sounds like somebody running for their life.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. And well, there's never been any issues of abuse or any of these things that would spurn any of these things, and it's at a total loss for my family. My two oldest sons, they don't understand what's going on. They're heartbroken over all of it. She, you know, she's just basically cut herself off from everyone.
You have the third son? The third son was one that was yelling? Or?
No, the youngest. I have two older sons and a daughter.
Okay.
You know, Randall, I was saying during the break, my wife could have done that to me at the eighth, ninth year of our marriage, because I had been taught that ministry is number one, the top priority in your life. And I wonder if that's what you believe, that that's your first priority, and your wife just got fed up with being number 10 or something on the list.
No, that certainly has never been the case. And I've, you know, made it clear to everyone, to church and to my family, that I will not sacrifice my family in the altar of ministry. And so that, you know, I appreciate that sentiment, and that certainly is, you know, relevant for some folks in ministry, but that's never been the case for our family, and up until now.
Okay, so also, now your wife has friends, right?
Well, yes, we have friends.
And there's no friend that has ever said to you, well, here's the problem. I'm not asking you if you know the problem or agree with the problem.
Right.
I'm asking you, no one anywhere has ever said to you, here's what I think the problem is?
That is correct. I know this all sounds absolutely crazy.
Uh-huh.
It feels even crazier when
right.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
And that's why I'm calling it, because there must be something I'm doing wrong, and I can't believe that this is God's best for us, for her, for me. And
it's
certainly impacting.
The dilemma is that you also can't point to any problem that you had in the marriage, which that says to me, if you can't point to any problem, there was disconnection anyway. You see what I'm saying?
It's not that I can't point to a problem. All I can do is speculate on what might be
a
problem.
That's what I'm looking for here. Just give me something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, for 30 years of marriage, there's probably all kinds of things that, you know, could have been said or done. There's never been any infidelity. There's never been any cheating, any adulterous stuff, any of those things.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so I mean.
Okay, but so what would your wife's complaints be? Give us an example.
A couple
of
years before.
She might
You're either calling Randall to get help, or you're calling to present the ultimate impossible, unsolvable mystery. And what we're saying is, well, mysteries can be solved, but you have to give us something. And you haven't given us anything. And I don't believe that there's nothing. I think there's something.
The marriage wasn't perfect.
Yeah. We've been dealing with folks like her and you for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You have to give us something, though, for us to be able to deal with anything. To say that there's nothing, no hints, no one's ever said, it's a blank slate. Well, then, if that's the case, you're right. It can't be helped. It's unsolvable. But at the break, why don't you think just about anything that you could reveal that you think might be a problem in her mind? Not saying her reaction was right at all.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month. And that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Spend a little extra time here with Randall. Okay, so Randall, is there anything that you come up with that you, if I was talking with her, you think she might say, okay, this might have been a problem or this is a problem?
Well, during the break, I was just praying and asking God to please, you know, reveal to me, you know, what to share, what not to, or, you know, just,
yeah.
Lord, what is it? And I think a lot of it, I think, stems from issues of our kids and just, I think, an unhealthy relationship with them, almost like a, you know, a sense of a compulsion to be their best friend. And that was always kind of a contentious issue. I was always left to be the one to discipline the kids because my wife really felt more that she wanted to be their friend than their parent. And I said, well, you know.
Got it. That can cause friends. Some conflict, certainly. Now, let me ask you this. You have three children, right?
Four.
Four. Okay, so now are you communicating with any of those children?
Well, with the other two that aren't with my wife, yes.
Okay, so they communicate with her, though, right?
Very, very little. They tried at first to ask what was going on, and she wouldn't tell them anything. And she just said she didn't want to have any communication and anything to do with me ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And since then, they've not been able to
You don't have visitation with the younger kids? They don't require that in Canada?
They're teenagers.
Well,
they're teenagers.
Here's my my conclusion. We can't help you. There's no information that you have given us that can help you. Now, Jill does have a strategy that might lead to some help for you, and I think it's a good one. And if I were you, I would take her advice. Here it is.
Well, I think, Randall, I understand why a counselor would not give you information. We are bound by confidentiality. But I think you should go to the center or the counseling office where that counselor is and seek the help of another counselor there and share your struggle there. Because that counselor might be able to help you have more information, might be able to, it's a kind of another way of kind of getting in. But I would be very upfront and say, I realize this counselor isn't going to talk to me. I don't know what to do. And so it would also give you a sense of the type of place that she went to.
That's right. Yeah.
That'd be the most important part.
Right, right. And for you to maybe, you know, be able to evaluate there.
And here's the other thing that's good about that, Jill. Maybe that this counselor he goes to won't reveal anything that the other counselor talks about that case. We get that.
Right, right.
But your counselor can reveal to her counselor, the one you went to, hey, let me tell you what I'm dealing with here. Here's who this guy is. And by presenting you, you give him permission. Hey, you can tell anything you want to that counselor. There may be the potential of a breakthrough because there's some communication going on. Now, you're probably going to tell me she doesn't go to that counselor anymore. Is that right?
It's fine, though.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
She already has the data.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The other thing is, I think this is a woman, perhaps, if she really is over-identifying with her children, she's very adolescent and wanting to be adolescent and perhaps wanting to relive that. Right?
Yeah.
That stage of life. And so there's lots of things that happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have psychotic breaks. Sometimes they've been dealing with depression and they go into, you know, perhaps they're bipolar and go into a manic phase and do all kinds of things that just suddenly don't make sense. But if she was a very compliant woman and went along with the program but deep down never really believed and has these longings that she's never really dealt with, sometimes people do radical things that just don't make sense.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that because no matter what it was that was her big complaint, and we were just trying to find out to try to give some help, no matter what it was, it doesn't justify abandoning you and leaving the marriage.
Or taking the kids.
And all the things that have happened. And I just hope and pray that this isn't the result of somebody getting some very, very bad advice. Let me tell you what I believe is one of the worst things that can happen is somebody goes to a counselor who is so pro that person or so pro that gender and not so pro marriage and reconciliation and restoration that somebody gets a license to walk away. And, you know, when you come to...
There's a lot of counselors like that.
Well, and if she's presenting feeling very over-controlled, whatever she's presenting, right, it's like she's got to escape.
And
somehow.
See, damage can be done not because somebody goes to a counselor who is anti-opposite sex. They're just so pro this gender that it causes a separation. It's every good, positive, strong, wonderful thing that can be done in counseling has an extreme. And we're always trying to fight against those extremes. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love. It is an absolutely wonderful book of insight. I hope you'll read it. The other thing I would caution you is, like when you said your son was running up to you and it was like demonic, I would not use those terms to describe my children in any way. I would never want to be quoted ever saying anything like that about the kids because information has a way of getting back to the spouse that's left and the kids that
right
left,
and that's an turned. Angry rebellious kid who's made you all bad
and so
they have made you all bad somehow you're the authority that's all bad.
So don't make them all bad by sounding like they're demon possessed now or something like that. So just one little caution there. Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on this program or a couple more that we're going to do later. We have some amazing workshops coming up. These are intensive weekends. They're not like going to something and you listen to somebody talk. You talk and you work. We fly in counselors from all over the country. Women in the Battle is June the 24th. That's 1 month from today. And this is the last day to get the early birdie discount. And you really want the early birdie discount because it saves you money, which helps you fight the battle that you're fighting. All right, so early birdie discount ends today. Every man's battle is June the 10th in Denver, July the 8th in Chicago, August 5th in Sacramento. And then our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive Workshop, July the 22nd. Talked to you about it before, the Take Your Life Back. Dave and I will be doing that October 21, 22, 23 in Orange County. And the Marriage Solution Workshop, that is also in Orange County that same weekend. It's going to be amazing. People change their lives. When you support this ministry, you're supporting these intensives, and it is phenomenal. I was just talking to somebody about how many people tell us everything was different after they went to one of those workshops. Okay, let's go to Buck from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the only reason that I'm going to you, Buck, is it's one of my favorite names ever. How you doing, Buck?
Fine, thank you. Hey, I'm 66. I've got an 18-year-old daughter. And for 4 years of her life, my wife and I separated from her age from 11 to 15. And now I've been back since she was 15, and now she's 18. And I can't get her to open up to me. She won't do anything with me. She's starting to date this guy same age. I'm wondering if there's some effect there that might cause her to do something, you know, because of my absence. But, you know, my absence wasn't totally gone. I would come back once a week or weekend. Mm-hmm. But
just help me understand. Does she talk to you?
Oh, yeah. She talks to me. But the conversations are very, you know, surface. I can't really get down deep to find out what she's all about.
Will she go to a movie with you?
No. When I first started, when I first went back to back to the house, I would take. She's a figure skater. I take her skating. That lasted for about a month, and all of a sudden it just stopped, and I can't get an answer why. So my wife says, "Well, don't try to push her, pressure her, turn against her. Actually, turn against her."
She doesn't feel Buck. Buck, she doesn't feel emotionally safe with you yet. And 18-year-olds, that's kind of typical as well. So,
and if she doesn't feel emotionally safe and you're always looking for her to reveal more emotional stuff, deeper, could make her feel even more unsafe.
Okay, I'm kind of a not real emotional, touchy-feely guy, okay? And my wife, the other kids we have, their stepkids. She always used to call me a drill sergeant because I was kind of, no nonsense guy. So I don't know if she's picked up on that or not.
Yeah.
But when she was 5 years old, we would play in the basement.
Okay, hold on.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're talking with Buck. Buck, you were going to say, at 5 years old, you had a quick little thing you want to tell us was happening there?
Yeah, we used to go to the basement, make cats and stuff like that. But there were times I'd hear my wife yell for her, and I could see this fear come over her, and she'd run upstairs right away. Now,
okay, because we don't have a lot of time, I want Jill to give you a couple of thoughts here.
Buck, okay. I think, you know, and you're probably remembering back to when she was young and when you were around a lot and that connection perhaps that you had with her then. But the years that you were gone, those are very crucial years. And even though you were in and out, you know, I'm sorry, those were the junior high years where relationships are transitioning anyway. And with Dad, Dad plays an important role in bringing a daughter out into the world and making her feel good about herself. The age she is now, you know, her peers are everything. She's moved on. And so she's not allowing you in as much. And I think if you haven't done so already, I would let her know, you know, I realize I missed some of the most important years for you. And if I could take it back, I would. And I just want you to know I'm here for you and I will never stop wanting to be in relationship with you. But I'm willing to take cues from you on what you're wanting and what you're not.
And Buck, I want to just kind of reinforce that by saying, rather than say to yourself, she won't open up to me fully, say to yourself, Buck, what could you do to more fully open up to her? Let her know your regrets, your hurts, definitely. Your pains. Let her know the man that doesn't ever get reflected in the name Buck. Because when you're named Buck, it sounds like you've got it all together. But let her know the vulnerable Buck,
right,
okay?
Yeah.
And that is going to help her open up to you. The more you open up to her about the crummy stuff, the regrets, okay?
Hey, yeah, I got you. I appreciate you a lot. I really do.
Okay, now you hold on.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you, I'll send you The Secrets That Young Women Keep by Dr. Hubbard there. I think that'll help you kind of work your way into her heart a little bit, and I hope that that will be helpful to you. All right, you are listening to New Life Live. If you want to join us on a future program, we're going to do two more after this. It's 1-800-229-3000. But before we go, I just want to have Larry Sonnenberg talk to us. We're coming to the end of the month here. We've got a matching gift. We need your financial support. Larry, help us understand.
Well, thank you, Steve. I just wanted to point out for anybody who hasn't been listening that we had a couple that very graciously gave us $100,000, and they said they asked that it would be a matching challenge to our audience. So we are coming to the mic to say, if you can give whatever you can give, and for you Club New Life members, in order to qualify for a matching gift, we need you to give above and beyond what you're giving right now. So if you can make a special gift apart from your Club New Life member, that would be matched. But anything you give will be doubled up until we reach $100,000. We can't use that money until it is matched. So if you give $20 today, we'll take $20 from that $100,000, and the New Life will realize $40 because you gave $20. And so we're appealing. But I also want to point out, we're appealing not just because we want to fill this match, but it's what the match is going to do.
Right.
I want to tell a quick story about the guy at EMB. There was a young man that got up at EMB.
Every man's battle.
Everybody's young to me these days. Anyway, he had been fighting He'd been fighting.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay. One exception in the room. He had been fighting porn for 20 years, so he came to our workshop. And on Friday night, we do a special exercise for the guys. So we call it a father wound exercise. They learn to deal with some of the woundedness that came from an authority figure or their fathers. And on Saturday morning, this gentleman, well, on Sunday morning, he got up to tell this story. And he said, on Saturday morning, I was talking to my wife before the workshop activities began. And in that phone call, his 11-year-old son was crying in the back of the behind the scenes. And he said, why is he crying? And the mom said, well, it came out this morning that our son has been viewing porn for over a year now. Wow. And this father said in tears as he was telling the whole group this, he said, I was able to speak words of affirmation into my son that I never would have been able to speak before that exercise last
night.
There
you go.
And so to me, it was a twofer. That dad changed his life, and he changed his son's life because he didn't get mad. He didn't get angry. He didn't go home and slap him around. He dealt with his son, realized there's some woundedness, and he wanted to get through it. Mm. That's why we asked for your support.
That's right. Well, you really can change many lives for many generations because when you support us, we're not interested in somebody today feeling better about themselves today. We're interested in life transformation. If you can help us, this is a great time. We do have this matching gift. And if you do support us with the gift of any amount, we'll send you this wonderful Leslie Vernick book, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship. And if you can join Club New Life for $20 a month, we'll send you our way of saying thank you with a gift bag and that has a mug and the book, You Can Do This, by Dr. John Townsend, and some teaching that we put on a thumb drive and some note cards that I designed. Our way of saying thanks for being part of the foundation.
And Steve, I want to point out, at that workshop, 28 guys were there on scholarship.
28 guys would not have been there that weekend if you had not given. Transformation occurs at every man's battle. It also, here's another example, here's another thing that we do on TV.NewLife. This woman, her husband had affairs and said it was because she wasn't pretty enough, she wasn't doing things that he wanted her to do. And she says, so I listened and watched, and all you did was tell women, it's not your fault. You say that almost every day. And when I hear that, I often start crying because I know now that it wasn't my fault. It just makes me so sad that I didn't have New Life to tell me I was okay back then. And I had never heard of a sex addict. I know now he was the one. And I pray for other women to find New Life TV and find that comfort that I found here. See, a total transformation going from, I did this, I'm responsible, it's my fault, to no. This was his problem. What we love seeing the shame peeled off of a person. It transforms everything. When you support us, that's what you're supporting. It's just that simple. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. You could also, if you want to drop a check in the mail, we're going to match it 100%. P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. It really makes such a difference. And one of the reasons that Larry does what he does, I know, is he goes to those Everyman's Battle workshops and he sees these men coming in and they are full and dripping with shame everywhere. It's horrible. And they leave with a new resolve to be the man that God has called them to be. Now, if you're interested in changing your life, or you're interested in someone changing their life, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The next Everyman's Battle Workshop, it's June the 10th, and it's right there in Denver, and then we'll go to Chicago after that, July the 8th. But these great intensive workshops, they need scholarships. Support somebody at the Marriage Solution, or the Intimacy Intensive, or Take Your Life Back, or Women in the Battle. Support them, and then we'll let you know how it goes when they come. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening and watching. Pray for us. Support us if you can in any way that you can. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Dave. And thanks to all of you who watch and listen and pray for New Life. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.